Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Emmy-nominated actor and Grammy Award-winning poet and musician Malcolm Jamal Warner has spent over 40 years sharing aspects of himself with the public, and he's yet to show any signs of slowing down.
As I travel backwards through time, I search to rescue all my heroes. And I find myself in the Underground Railroad, standing side by side with Harriet Tubman as she decides whether to go left or right tonight.
His latest offering, Hiding in Plain View, is nominated for a Grammy for Best Spoken Word and Poetry Album, and it's some of his most vulnerable work to date. In it, he shares reflections on his journey to radical self-acceptance and explores his hopes and dreams surrounding Black masculinity and Black futures.
Because in all honesty, I've always feared the few people who counter with note. I could be in full bloom, in a full room full of fans, who I prefer to call friends, and I'd gravitate to the odd one at the end, who I know specifically is there to hate. I mean, you don't really have to be famous to relate, right? How much love in your life have you overlooked and taken for granted simply because you couldn't stand it, that the one you want to love from the most didn't love you the way you hoped? It's like dope, right? Addicted to what you can't have.
For folks who haven't heard it yet, can you walk us through Dope a little bit?
Yeah, Dope is about my journey being comfortable in my skin. You know, like I remember a couple of years ago, Erykah Badu said, humility is overrated. and I've spent so much of my life kind of, you know, playing the low a little bit, not letting my light shine as brightly as it can. And a couple of years ago, there was an Instagram challenge. It was a poet. They put on this, you know, this challenge about dope, about, you know, write a poem about how dope you are. And it was during the pandemic. And I was like, you know what, let me just go all out. And I went all out. But it's also inspirational in terms of, like, you know, being comfortable in your own skin. But, you know, I talk about, it's my personal experience, but I think it's very much a human condition too, how, you know, you can be in a room with 10 people and it's that 11th person who is not giving you love or seems not to like you, and you gravitate toward that person.
Yeah.
Right? And overlooking the love that you have from everybody else, it's kind of like, well, how come that person doesn't like me? And, you know, getting to the point of shedding that and realizing, you know what, haters are supposed to hate. They're actually doing their job. So let them do their job and, you know, focus on the people who focus on you.
And yet I suspect that for many listening, they'd be surprised to hear you say that you weren't letting your light shine as brightly. I mean, after all, part of how we know you is, or at least how we think we know you, is we feel like we've been watching the shiny light of you basically since you were an adolescent. I mean, I know you're not Theo Huxtable. I know.
Yeah,
but you always kind of will be for so many of us. And so talk about what it means to be in public, to be shining, but somehow not fully yourself.
You know, it's a really weird space, because as an artist, you want to not care what people think about you. Yet the success of your art greatly depends upon what people think about you. So it becomes a really interesting dance. Like, you know, I'm going to be totally free, but then this person, if I say this, this may turn someone off. And then I think you get to a point like, you know what? It's okay if I turn some people off. I have enough people who love me. First and foremost, I have a wife and daughter who love me. So everything else is kind of, you know, doesn't matter as much.
Malcolm, take a quick pause with me here, Back with more in a moment, right after this.
About 600,000 people go missing every year in the U.S., prompting family members to become amateur detectives. On the trail of one missing person is journalist Tanya Mosley.
Why do you think you hesitated when we first met in telling me the full details about your mother's disappearance?
It's heartbreaking. I didn't want to break your heart.
I'm Kai Wright. Tanya Mosley joins me next time on Notes from America. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Emmy-nominated actor and Grammy Award-winning poet and musician Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care, care. Throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care, care.
I want to talk about blackness, because so much of hiding in plain view feels almost like a love letter to who you're becoming. And that in that sense of your becoming, it's also around blackness and black folk. Talk to me about loving black people.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny that the album is a, like, all of my, I'm known for being, you know, a lot of my poetry is about love and relationships and, of course, you know, social consciousness here and there. But this album, for me, became a... became an album really about my love for my people.
And history proves that we know how to outlast inhumane conditions placed upon us. From the African Holocaust to young black lives lost at the hands of those meant to protect us, to the systematic intent to misdirect us through miseducation, unemployment, and the inflation of poverty.
Because today, being broke is pretty damn expensive.
But the joke is that this racial divide that divides us, well, it's magic too. For it allows classism to continue to hide right there in plain view.
I believe that, you know, music has healing powers. I mean, not to sound, you know, new agey or whatever. And, you know, the music we listen to heavily influences how we walk through life. And I think being able to have that space is crucial to our well-being.
What I feel you moving towards is your vulnerability, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I love what Dr. Black says on Asante Sana.
We've not ever really had the freedom to include vulnerability as part of the black father-son relationship. We've been so consumed with survival. We've been so consumed with trying to keep black children alive. But what does this mean? Then what this means is we're still doing survival mode as a people. We see vulnerability as extra, as for the most part unnecessary.
What gets lost in the black father and son relationship is vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're about survival, right? So we're in a place where we're in a society where vulnerability is seen as a weakness. Mm. We see vulnerability as subtracting from masculinity. When you think of masculinity, tenderness is not one of the first things that come up. Vulnerability is important.
Grammy award-winning, Emmy-nominated Malcolm Jamal Warner, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Melissa Harris-Perry, thank you for having me.